Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Berizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Norris reaches second base with a double. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorensen fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sorensen. Manning moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the mound. Paxton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Martinez and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando is hit by the pitch. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvy throws the ball into Yount, who tags Diaz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 2 in the game. Hera is hit by the pitch. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Diaz for a passed ball. Yount moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford strikes out. Diaz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wolford out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Monge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.